Good morning, and welcome to Bright Cove Inc. 2022 Annual Meeting of Stockholders. I would now like to introduce the first speaker, Marc DeBevoise.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Marc DeBevoise, Chief Executive Officer of Bright Cove Inc., and I'm very excited to be with you today for my first annual meeting of Bright Cove stockholders. The meeting is now called to order. I will be acting as the chairman of the meeting, and I've asked Christopher Keenan, Secretary of the Corporation, to record the minutes. It's a pleasure to welcome our shareholders to this virtual annual meeting of Bright Cove Inc. This meeting is being held in accordance with the corporation's bylaws and Delaware law. At our meeting today, we will take care of the formal business described in our notice and proxy statement, a copy of which was made available on the internet on or about April 1st, 2022 to all of our stockholders of record at the close of business on March 14th, 2022. Before proceeding to the formal business, I would like to introduce the directors and officers of the corporation who have joined us today. Our directors are Diane Hessen, Chairman of the Board, myself, Marc DeBevoise, Kristen Frank, Gary Heroyan, Scott Kernet, Sadal Neely, Richa Ranjan, and Tom Wheeler. Our officers are me again, Marc DeBevoise, Chief Executive Officer, Robert Noreck, Chief Financial Officer, and David Plotkin, Chief Legal Officer. Our independent auditors, the firm of Ernst & Young LLP, are represented at this meeting by Patrick Good and Elise Hanaoka. Our outside counsel, the firm of Goodwin Procter LLP, is represented at this meeting by Joe Theis. Now let's proceed to the formal business of the meeting, notice of which was sent to all shareholders of record as of the close of business on March 14th, 2022. Shareholders of record on that date are entitled to vote at this meeting. We have at this meeting on the virtual platform a record of stockholders as of that date. A duplicate record has been on file with the Secretary of the Corporation for the last 10 days immediately prior to the date of this meeting and has been available for inspection by any stockholder during that period at any time during normal business hours. You have each been provided access to the agenda and rules of conduct for this meeting on the virtual platform. It is our intention to conduct this meeting in accordance with these documents. There will be an opportunity for questions about each of the proposals after they are all presented. If you have any questions, please submit them now using the Ask a Question field on the virtual platform. Please adhere to the rules of conduct in addressing this meeting. The board of directors has appointed Tony Carideo, a representative of Broadridge Financial Solutions, Inc., to act as Inspector of Elections for this annual meeting, and he will tabulate the results of the voting. The Inspector of Elections has signed the oath of his office, which will be filed with the minutes of this meeting. Mr. Carideo, do we have a quorum present?
Mr. DeBevoise, of the 41,528,434 shares of common stock entitled to vote at the meeting, 36,866,841 shares are represented either in person, virtually, or by proxy, and therefore a quorum is present.
Thank you, Mr. Carideo. I declare that a quorum is present. We may now proceed to transact the business for which this meeting has been called. Let me briefly describe the voting procedures. We will vote by proxy and by virtual ballot. If you have previously turned in your proxy and you do not intend to change your vote, it is not necessary that you complete another proxy or virtual ballot. Your vote will be counted. If you are eligible to vote and have not submitted your proxy, or if you want to change your vote, you may do so by clicking on the Vote Here on the virtual platform. It is now 9:04 A.M. on May 11th, 2022, and the polls for each matter to be voted on at this annual meeting are now open. Our first item of business is the election of directors. At this meeting, we will be voting on two nominees for Class I directors to serve for a three-year term ending at the 2025 annual meeting, all as set forth in the proxy statement. Based on the recommendation of the Nominating and Corporate Governance Committee of the board, our board has nominated Kristen Frank and Scott Kernet for election as directors to serve for a three-year term ending at the 2025 annual meeting or until their successors are elected and qualified. Each of the nominees is a current member of our board and has consented to serve if elected. For Proposal 1, the election of directors, the two nominees receiving the plurality of votes entitled to vote and cast will be elected as directors. The corporation's bylaws require that a stockholder provide advance notice to the corporation of a stockholder's intent to nominate persons as directors. There are no other nominees. Accordingly, I declare the nominations for directors closed. The Board of Directors unanimously recommends that stockholders vote in favor of this proposal. The second item of business is the ratification of the appointment of Ernst & Young LLP as the corporation's independent registered public accounting firm for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2022. We have appointed Ernst & Young LLP as our independent registered public accounting firm to perform the audit of our consolidated financial statements for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2022, and we are asking the stockholders to ratify this appointment. Ernst & Young LLP has served as our independent registered public accounting firm since 2010. The Audit Committee annually reviews the independent registered public accounting firm's independence, including reviewing all relationships between the independent registered public accounting firm and us and any disclosed relationships or services that may impact the objectivity and independence of the independent registered public accounting firm and the independent registered public accounting firm's performance. As a matter of good corporate governance, the board determined to submit to stockholders for ratification the appointment of Ernst & Young LLP. For Proposal 2, a majority of the votes properly cast is required in order to ratify the appointment of Ernst & Young LLP. In the event that a majority of the votes properly cast do not ratify this appointment of Ernst & Young LLP, we will review our future appointment of Ernst & Young LLP. The third item of business is a non-binding advisory note to approve the compensation of our named executive officers. As required by Section 14AA1 of the Exchange Act, the board is providing the stockholders with an opportunity to approve on a non-binding advisory basis the compensation of our named executive officers. The board unanimously recommends that stockholders vote for approval on a non-binding advisory basis of the compensation of the company's named executive officers. We will now open the meeting for any questions. If you have not already submitted a question, please do so now using the Ask a Question field on the virtual platform. We will now give everyone a moment to submit any questions they may have. Mr. Keenan, do we have any questions?
No, Mr. Debevoise, no questions have been submitted.
Thank you. The question and answer portion of the meeting is now closed. We will now proceed with the voting. Anyone who is voting by virtual ballot and has not already done so during this meeting, please click on Vote Here on the virtual platform and mark your virtual ballot now. We will now give everyone a moment to mark their virtual ballots. The Inspector of Elections will not accept virtual ballots, proxies, or votes, or any changes or revocations submitted after the closing of the polls. It is now 9:08 a.m. on May 11, 2022, and the polls for each matter to be voted on at this meeting are now closed. No additional virtual ballots, proxies, or votes, and no changes or revocations will be accepted. Inspector of Elections, please report on the preliminary results of the voting.
Mr. Chairman, with regard to Proposal 1, the two nominees received the plurality of votes entitled to vote and cast. With regard to Proposal Number 2, a majority of the votes properly cast have been voted in favor of the ratification of Ernst & Young LLP as the corporation's independent registered public accounting firm for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2022. With regard to Proposal 3, a majority of the votes properly cast have been voted in favor of approval on a non-binding advisory basis of the compensation of the company's named executive officers.
Thank you, Mr. Critio. I declare that all of the proposals presented at the meeting have been ratified or approved by the stockholders. The final results of voting, including any virtual ballots and proxies recorded during this meeting, will be set forth in the report of the Inspector of Elections and will be included in the minutes of the meeting. The final results will also be included in our reports filed with the SEC. There being no other matters for consideration at this meeting, I hereby adjourn this meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. The Bright Cove Inc. 2022 Annual Meeting of Stockholders has now come to an end. Thank you for attending. You may now disconnect.